What is the suit to quiet title? This legal process can be essential for property owners who need to resolve disputes and solidify their ownership rights without the shadow of future legal challenges. Clarifying the concept of quiet title action. Its purpose is to establish a party's title to real property against anyone and everyone, and thus, quiet any challenges or claims to the title. This action asks the court to produce a judgment that resolves all disputes over the property's ownership and declares the plaintiff as the undisputed title holder. Use cases of quiet title actions. Estate sale clarification. It resolves ownership claims after an owner's death, ensuring all potential heirs are accounted for and their interests are addressed, thereby clearing the way for the property's sale. Lien resolution. It is used to eliminate liens, especially when a mortgage has been paid off but the lien wasn't properly discharged, ensuring the former lien holder no longer has a legal claim to the property. Addressing gaps in title. It can be employed to rectify situations where property has been unoccupied and the ownership history is unclear, which is essential to establish a clear title for potential buyers. Quitclaim deed issues. When property is transferred with a quitclaim deed, which does not guarantee a clear title, a quiet title action may be necessary to confirm the grantee's ownership and ensure no other claims on the property exist. Adverse possession claims. It can confirm and legally establish the title in favor of someone who has occupied the property under the claim of adverse possession, subject to meeting specific statutory requirements. Easement and boundary disputes. It can resolve disagreements over property boundaries and access rights, such as those arising from easements, to establish clear demarcations and usage rights for the property involved. The petition process. Initiating a suit to quiet title. To initiate a quiet title action in New York, the plaintiff, typically the person or entity claiming ownership of the property, must file a petition, also known as a complaint, in a civil court in the locale where the property is located. After the petition is filed, the court will issue a summons to all potential claimants to the property. These individuals or entities are required to respond to the summons, stating their claims or objections. If they fail to respond within the time frame set by the court, they may lose their right to assert their interest in the property. The role of notice in quiet title proceedings. The state's civil procedure laws require that all potential claimants to the property be given notice of the action, so they have an opportunity to assert their rights. Notice must be served either personally, according to the rules for service of process, or by publication if the potential claimants are unknown or cannot be located. If the defendants fail to respond, the court may proceed to a default judgment, effectively quieting any claims against the title without further contestation. Key parties involved in a quiet title suit. The nature of these roles can vary depending on the specific circumstances of the case, but generally, they include the plaintiffs, defendants, and potentially other parties such as interveners or amici curiae who may have an interest or expertise in the matter. Identifying potential defendants in a quiet title action. The potential defendants in a New York quiet title action are any individuals, entities, or government bodies that may have a claim or interest in the property at issue. These may include 1. Heirs or devisees. Individuals who may have inherited an interest in the property. 2. Former owners, including those who may have retained an interest through a previous deed or mortgage. 3. Lien holders, such as mortgages or judgment creditors who have an interest in the property due to an unpaid debt. 4. Adjoining property owners, if there is a dispute over property boundaries. 5. Tenants, those who hold possession of the property under a lease. 6. Unknown claimants, individuals whose identities are not known but who may have a legal interest due to historical claims. The plaintiff's burden of proof in a quiet title case. In a quiet title suit, the plaintiff must demonstrate clear and convincing evidence that they have the superior right to the title of the property. This involves 1. Establishing a prima facie case of title, showing that they have a valid claim to the property, often through deeds or a chain of title. 2. Refuting claims of others, providing evidence that any claims by defendants are invalid, expired, or have been settled. 3. Demonstrating possession. The plaintiff may need to show actual possession or the legal right to possess the property. Resolving boundary disputes through quiet title. One common application of quiet title actions in New York is the resolution of boundary disputes between neighboring property owners. Boundary issues can arise from a variety of situations, such as 1. Ambiguous or outdated property descriptions in deeds. 2. Physical encroachments like fences or buildings that extend over property lines. 3. Conflicting surveys or maps. The impact of quiet title actions on property succession and inheritance. When a property owner passes away, a clear title is necessary to smoothly transfer the property to the heirs or beneficiaries. If there are ambiguities or disputes over the title, these can 1. Delay the probate process. 2. Complicate the execution of the deceased's will. 3. Lead to family disputes and litigation among potential heirs. A quiet title action can resolve these issues, ensuring that the property passes to the new owners without any lingering doubts about their legal rights. Common obstacles in quiet title litigation. Challenges in serving notice to adverse parties. 1. Locating absentee owners. It can be difficult to find and serve individuals who have moved away or whose whereabouts are unknown. 2. Dealing with deceased claimants. When a potential claimant has passed away, their heirs or estate representatives must be located and served. 3. Unknown claimants. There may be parties who have an interest in the property due to old or unrecorded claims, and these individuals must be served by publication after diligent search efforts have failed. Addressing defects in the chain of title. 1. Errors in deeds. Mistakes in legal descriptions or in the recording process can cast doubt on the validity of title transfers. 2. Breaks in the chain. Missing documents or transactions that were never properly recorded can leave gaps in the ownership history. 3. Fraudulent conveyances. Instances of forgery or fraud can taint the legitimacy of prior deeds. Statute of limitations. Timing issues in quiet title actions. The statute of limitations for bringing a quiet title action in New York is generally 10 years, but this can vary depending on the specific circumstances, such as 1. Adverse possession claims. Different rules may apply if the plaintiff is claiming title through adverse possession. 2. Claims against decedent's estates. Special considerations may apply if the claim involves the estate of a deceased individual. 3. Ancient mortgages. Mortgages that have been undischarged for over 20 years may be subject to specific statutory provisions. Obtaining and enforcing the judgment in a quiet title suit. 1. Documentation. The judgment must be clearly written, specifying the property in question and the nature of the ruling. 2. Enforcement. To enforce the judgment, the property owner or their attorney must record the judgment with the county clerk's office where the property is located. Updating public records following a successful quiet title action. 1. Update tax records. Notify the local tax assessor's office of the quiet title judgment to ensure that future property tax bills are correctly issued. 2. Re-record deeds. If the quiet title action corrected defects in the chain of title, it might be necessary to re-record certain deeds or other instruments in the proper form. 3. Inform title companies. It is also advisable to provide a copy of the judgment to title insurance companies to ensure that the resolution of the quiet title action is reflected in future title reports. Completing these steps will solidify the legal status of the property's title and facilitate any future transactions involving the property. Experienced and knowledgeable assistance from Avenue Law Firm. At Avenue Law Firm, we believe every landowner deserves the peace of mind that comes with a clear and undisputed property title. The process of quieting a title can be complex, involving meticulous examination of property history, identification of potential claimants, and navigating the court system. Whether you are dealing with an estate sale issue, a lingering mortgage lien, a boundary dispute, or concerns arising from a quitclaim deed, our team is ready to assist. We also handle cases involving adverse possession claims and can help clarify the rights associated with easements. If you're uncertain about your property's title, suspect there may be a claim against it, or simply want to confirm your ownership is beyond dispute, Avenue Law Firm is here to help. Contact us today at 212-729-4090 and let's discuss how we can assist you in achieving a clear title and peace of mind for your valued property.